When I was in high school, 50 years ago, I was in the college prep curriculum because I wanted to go to college. But at that time, I don't know if this is still the case, the college prep curriculum included a lot of higher math and science, math, algebra, calculus, physics. My favorite subject was English, but those math and science courses were like Greek to me. So they brought my average so far down that college wasn't looking too likely. So I thought, well, I've always wanted to travel, so I'll be an airline stewardess. I don't need any college for that. But first I thought, oh, but then I had a boyfriend, and I didn't want to leave my boyfriend. So I thought, well, I would try to get into a community college. But back then, you had to take an entrance exam if your school average wasn't good enough. And because of all the math on the entrance exam, I failed the entrance exam. So I went to business college. I had never, that was an open enrollment. I had never aspired to be a secretary, but it seemed that that was the only thing I could do for any kind of higher learning at the time and stay around my boyfriend, who, and we eventually broke up. But I went to a school called Cleary Business College, and I left before I even finished the program I was in so I could start working as a secretary. I worked for U of M as a secretary in Ann Arbor. And but back then, the ultimate letters that any woman wanted to have behind her name was MRS anyway. And I did get married at the age of 21. So I never went to any higher education beyond that year and a half of business college before I got married. And then I was a secretary for a few more years, and then I started having babies. And I had the luxury of being a stay-at-home mom, which I wanted to do. My husband was the only breadwinner, so I had three children. So in my 20s, I was raising babies but doing a lot of reading on my own. I was drawn to philosophy, mythology, so while my babies napped, I read. And I never got a chance to go back to college during my 20s because I was raising my children. I was a Girl Scout leader, very involved with my children, but also very involved in my own self-learning. In my 30s, when my kids got a little older and I had a little more time, I was drawn to acting, and I took acting class at the Grand Rapids Civic Theater. And I spent a whole year doing that, and I liked it so much that I spent another year auditioning for parts in local theater. And while my children were younger, I had gone into the schools and done storytelling. I started storytelling with my children at home, just making up stories where they were the main characters. Then I went into the schools, and I dressed up like a witch, and I just really got into the storytelling. So that kind of led me to the acting classes, which finally I landed a role in a children's play as the storyteller. And but I loved it so much that by the time I was approaching my 40s, I thought, maybe I could actually go back to school and take some more classes along the lines of all of the things that I loved, you know, drama, mythology, creative writing, all of that stuff. So I made the decision to do that at the age of 40, you know, almost 20 years since I had graduated from high school and was only able to get into a business school, which I even quit before I was finished. I started at the local community college, which at the time, I guess they must not have had all the math requirements. I do remember taking accounting, so I think accounting must have counted as a basic math class. None of my credits transferred from the business college, so I was basically starting from scratch. And I did take one class, they called it credit for life. I could get 3 credits if I could pass a test, and it was pass-fail. So I thought, well, I've raised 3 kids, maybe I could pass the credit for life test for human growth and development. And I did. So I got 3 credits for that. It was all theory and everything, but I passed it. So I took 18 credit hours a semester. I finished the community college in 1.5 years and didn't even wait until the summer was over. Went right into the 4-year college, Aquinas College, and finished that course and took all of these classes. Finally, I was learning formally everything that I loved: Shakespeare, literature, drama, mythology, comparative religions, all of it, all liberal arts, no math. It was great. And graduated magna cum laude at the age of 43, the same year my oldest daughter graduated from high school. So I figured out as I was deciding what kind of story to tell that it was really the journey that was worth the wait, because by the time I did go to college, I was there to learn. I mean, I was like a sponge where especially in the junior college, all of my classmates were my kids' ages practically, and they were just talking about last weekend's party and next weekend's party, and I was there to learn. I mean, I remember the first class I went to was philosophy. I thought, I'll take philosophy because I've done so much reading on my own. Maybe I would do really well in this, which I did. But it was extremely challenging for the professors to have somebody in class who actually wanted to learn. And that first class I went to night school. While my kids were in school during the day is when I studied, and I went to night school when my husband was home with the kids. So that first class, I was so overprepared, ready 3 weeks ahead of time, got the syllabus, went and bought my book. I mean, I was up for this 3-hour lecture that was going to happen first night of class. And I got in there, and he said, "Hi, my name's such and such. Here's your syllabus. Get the book. I'll see you next time." I'm like, "Ah, what?" I was ready for this. I mean, I was so enthusiastic and so excited about it. And the whole journey of college, as well as the degree, was very well worth the wait.